And the wildly popular and patriotic Ukrainian singer Ruslana with Wild Dances. Вітаю вас всіх, дорогі радіослухачі, на радіопередачі «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Ми маємо дуже цікаві новини на сьогоднішній програмі і також цікаву музику. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm your host, Pavlina. Thank you for joining me this next hour. We've got a great program lined up for you, and it's going to be an all-music program and something a little bit different. May is the month of that famous, or maybe infamous, or notorious might be a better word, but May is the month in which the Eurovision Song Contest takes place. The Eurovision Song Contest is one of the longest-running television shows in the world. Every year, an estimated amount of some 180 million viewers watch the Eurovision Song Contest. Something that is not so well known is how many famous international musical acts took part in and owe their fame to the Eurovision Song Contest. Stars like ABBA, Celine Dion, Cliff Richard, Julio Iglesias, the Irish dance act Riverdance, and many others. Ukraine has participated in the Eurovision Song Contest 13 times and has finished in the top 10 a total of 9 times, 6 in the top 5. Ukraine's debut was in 2003 with a 14th place finish for Oleksandr Ponomaryov held in Riga, Latvia. The very next year, their second time at Eurovision, Ukraine won first place with Ruslana's Wild Dances, the song that opened our show. Today, we're going to revisit those top-placing Eurovision entries because this year, it's deja vu all over again. Last year, Crimean singer Jamila won the top prize for Ukraine with her story of Stalin's deportation of the Crimean Tatars during World War II. So once again, Ukraine is hosting Eurovision. This year, it's in Kyiv on May 13th. But first, here is Ukraine's entry for 2005, the year they first hosted Eurovision. Ukraine's entry for 2005, which placed 19th in the finals that year. Ironically and a bit sadly, but perhaps not too surprisingly. It was Ukraine's lowest score for any Eurovision entry. The song, of course, was Razom Nas Bahato, Together We Are Many, and that was the unofficial anthem of the Orange Revolution, which swept out, temporarily as it turned out, the corrupt election-rigging regime of Viktor Yanukovych, and swept into power the infamously poisoned Viktor Yushchenko, along with his soon-to-be nemesis, the glamorous and aggressive Yulia Tymoshenko. Tensions ran high on May 21, 2005, when Kyiv hosted the event that marked the 50th anniversary of the Eurovision Song Contest. Ukrainian TV had decided that the motto for the 2005 contest would be Awakening, reflecting on the country's dramatic political shifts the year before. Ironically, with last year's winner, Eurovision had been accused of breaking the rules with Jamila because of its supposed political messaging, which many have said is against Eurovision's rules. Notwithstanding the fact that the song was about a historical event in the distant past, that being the Kremlin's 1944 deportation of the Crimean Tatars, and did not specifically refer to Russia's illegal annexation of Crimea and invasion of Ukraine. Unsurprisingly, it was Russia that complained the most vociferously, and some Western media jumped on the Kremlin bandwagon, perhaps needing something to fault this popular event. Fortunately, and wisely in my opinion, Eurovision did not heed calls to disqualify Jamila's winning song 1944, which she composed herself. It was based on historical events experienced by her great-grandmother during that genocidal time. Here it is, Jamila with 1944.
When strangers are coming, they come to your house. They kill you all and say, "We're not guilty, not guilty." Where's your mind? Humanity cries. You think you are God, but everyone dies. Don't swallow my soul, our souls.
Ukraine's winning entry last year in Eurovision, Jamila with 1944. Susan Jamila Danilova was born in Osh, Kyrgyz, SSR, to a Crimean Tatar father and an Armenian mother. Her Crimean Tatar ancestors had been forcefully resettled from Crimea to the Central Asian Republic under Joseph Stalin during World War II. Upon Ukraine's independence, her family returned to Crimea. Her parents and extended family still live there, but she's not been home since shortly after Russia's annexation of the peninsula in 2014. She went on to become a very popular and prolific singer in Ukraine, much beloved. With Jamila's win, Ukraine became the first East European country to win the contest twice. On September 19, 2014, Ukrainian state broadcaster and Eurovision sponsor NTU announced that it would sit out the 2015 Eurovision contest because of financial difficulties in relation to the ongoing Ukrainian crisis. The artists they consulted declined to participate, citing better uses for the money that would be spent to enter the contest. Earlier that year, 2014, Ukraine had placed sixth with Maria Yaremchuk's TikTok. Maria is the daughter of well-known singer and composer Nezahda Yaremchuk, who died of stomach cancer in 1995 when Maria was just 2 years old. Born in the western city of Chernivtsi in 1993, Maria surprised many in 2012 when she expressed moral support for the pro-Russian party of the ousted president Viktor Yanukovych. Prior to the contest, she explained her comments as an effort to reunite the long-divided country and insisted she is apolitical and would be representing some 46 million Ukrainians in Denmark for Eurovision. In August of 2014, she joined three other Eurovision winners on a tour to the Eastern Front, the Bring Peace Tour. She joined Ruslana, who conspicuously supported the Maidan protest movement from the get-go, as well as Zlata Ognevich, who placed third in 2013, and Kyiv-born Anastasia Prokhodko, who won first place for Russia in 2009, amid considerable controversy, as you can imagine. Prior to the Bring Peace tour, Prokhodko apparently lost her ethnic ambivalence, and likewise Maria evidently changed her political allegiance. Here now is Maria Yaremchuk with the Eurovision 2014 entry for Ukraine, TikTok. Слухайте радіопередачу «Наш голос» радіоукраїнського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, говорить Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network. I'm your host, Павліна.
Get your weekend passes for Canada's National Ukrainian Festival for only $95. That's $95 for a weekend pass to this cultural extravaganza in Dauphin, Manitoba, August 4th to 6th. CNUF is loaded with Ukrainian culture at its finest, featuring 3 days of music, dancing, food, and fun. Call 1-877-474-2683. Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August long weekend, Dauphin, Manitoba. See CNUF.ca for updates and like Canada's National Ukrainian Festival on Facebook.
Nothing comes from dreams but dreams. Still you believe in wonder. Nothing comes from love but love. Why is it growing stronger? I am falling from above. I won't wait no longer. I'm alive by the blood.
That was Zlata Ognevich with Gravity, which placed third for Ukraine in the 2013 Eurovision contest. Zlata Ognevich made her first attempt to enter the Eurovision Song Contest for Ukraine in 2010 with a song called Tiny Island, which placed fifth in the run-up. That year, Alyosha represented Ukraine with a song called Sweet People, placing 10th. In 2011, Zlata made her second unsuccessful attempt to represent Ukraine, this time with a song in the Ukrainian language called the Kukushka. She placed second in the run-up, losing out to Mika Newton, who represented Ukraine with a song called Angel, taking fourth place in Eurovision 2011. Ognevich was born in 1986 in Murmansk to Ukrainian parents. She grew up in the Crimean city of Sudak in the south of Ukraine. 5 months after the March 2014 annexation of Crimea by Russia, Ognevich called the annexation a very painful tragedy and stated that her parents, who continue to live in Crimea, would not obtain Russian citizenship. Zlata Ognevich currently resides in Kyiv, where she's lived since the age of 18, where she came to pursue a higher music education. She's a graduate of Kyiv's Rheingold Anglier Music College. During her third year at Rheingold, she began working with live bands and did her own promotional work. She's been quite productive as well as patriotic since. Her many musical releases include her own version of Ukraine's national anthem, Shchen Vmedala Ukraina, which she released in 2014. Zlata Ognevich hosted the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2013 with Ukrainian national broadcaster Timur Mirishchenenko. Timur will host the Eurovision Song Contest 2017 in Kyiv on May 13th. Timur Mirishchenenko hosted Junior Eurovision twice. The first time was in 2009 with Annie Lorak, who represented Ukraine at Eurovision 2008 with her song Shady Lady, coming in second to Russia. Annie Lorak was born Karolina Miroslavivna Kuyek in 1978 in Kitsman, a city located in Chernivtsi Oblast of western Ukraine. She had a rough childhood, raised by a single mother and then in foster care. Later, she lost a brother to the war in Afghanistan. But as early as age four, Karolina wanted to become a singer and went on to perform at school concerts and music contests. In 1995, she participated in a contest in Moscow, where, oddly enough, another contestant had entered with the same name as hers. So she invented her stage name Annie Lorak, which is her first name, Carolina, spelled backwards. Annie Lorac went on to record internationally and to undertake many successful business ventures. In 2011, she was the fifth richest singer in Ukraine, with her team's revenues amounting to $2.35 million that year. Her typical fee is $25,000 to $40,000 per concert. Annie Lorac disappointed many Ukrainians when she came out in support of pro-Russian views regarding the Crimean conflict between Ukraine and Russia. In 2014, she came under harsh criticism in Ukraine for having accepted awards in Russia while Ukraine was being invaded by Russia. In August 2014, her concert in Odessa, Ukraine was canceled after it was disrupted by pro-Ukraine protesters. Lorac then told reporters that she was a true Ukrainian patriot and loved her country dearly, advising her critics to go and join the ATO operation, the anti-terror operation, which is what the war in Donbass is officially referred to in Ukraine. In 2009, Annie Lorac married her longtime Turkish fiancé and manager, with whom she had a daughter in 2011. They live on the outskirts of Kyiv and travel often to Turkey. Here is Annie Lorac's 2008 Eurovision entry, Shady Lady.
For Canada's National Ukrainian Festival for only $95. That's $95 for a weekend pass to this cultural extravaganza in Dauphin, Manitoba, August 4th to 6th. CNUF is loaded with Ukrainian culture at its finest, featuring 3 days of music, dancing, food, and fun. Call 1-877-474-2683. Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August long weekend, Dauphin, Manitoba. See CNUF.ca for updates and like Canada's National Ukrainian Festival on Facebook.
Hello everybody, my name is Verka Sirdyuchka. Me English Nick Fierstein. Let's speak then.
See, 77 Alulu, 77 1, 2, 77 Alulu, 1, 2, 3, 77 Alulu, 77 1, 2, 77 Alulu, 1, 2, 3.
Verka Serduchka and Dancing, Lasha Tumbai. This was Ukraine's Eurovision entry for 2007, which placed second to Serbia's Moletva. The song includes lyrics in four languages, German, English, Russian, and Ukrainian. It was performed by Verka Serduchka among much controversy during and since. Verka Serduchka is actually Andriy Danilko, a drag performer of considerable repute in Ukraine and Russia. His selection as Ukraine's representative at Eurovision Song Contest was fiercely criticized by several media and politicians of different parties in Ukraine and the diaspora. One of Ukraine's nationwide FM radio stations organized a protest action in February of 2007 to express their disapproval of the selection. Some Ukrainians and even members of the Ukrainian parliament expressed their disapproval, viewing the character of Serduchka as grotesque and vulgar, and this entry as potentially a national embarrassment on the world stage. Another subject of controversy was the song's title and lyrics. In early publicity appearances, Serduchka explained that Lasha Tumbai was a Mongolian expression for whipped cream or churned butter. His statement was denied by several Mongols, and the Mongolian embassy in Moscow said that Lasha Tumbai was total gibberish. There were also allegations that the words were chosen due to their phonetic resemblance in English to Russia goodbye, allegedly a reference to the 2004-2005 Orange Revolution in Ukraine. Despite the controversy, Serduchka had the full support of the National Television Company of Ukraine. As well as finishing second in a field of 24, it went on to become a major chart hit. Despite the controversy, Serduchka had the full support of the National Television Company of Ukraine. And they seem to know what they're talking about. As well as finishing second in a field of 24, it went on to become a major chart hit, not only in Ukraine and neighboring countries, but throughout Europe. The song performed well on download charts in Ireland and the UK. On the Irish iTunes download chart, it had outsold any other entry by more than double, including the winning entry. In the French charts, the Dancing La Chatoumbaï single reached number 6 and went on to be number 28 on the official UK singles chart on May 20th, 2007. This was the first time a non-UK, non-winning Eurovision entry had made UK charts since 1974. The song is used in the movie Spy, which came out in 2015, and can be heard in the scene where Cooper chases Ford so she would warn him about the guy who changed his backpack. It is also heard on Aldo's car radio, where he picks up Cooper at the airport. Oh, and between Eurovision's two official YouTube videos, Dancing La Chatoumbaï has over 12 million views. Vyslyšíte rádio předáču Náš hlas, rádio Krinského Koryňa po mreži PCJ Radio. Hovorit Pavlina. You're listening to Náš hlas Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network. I'm your host, Pavlina. Ukraine's 2011 entry in Eurovision is Mika Newton, and she is now an American citizen. She was born Oksana Stefanovna Hretsai in 1986 in Burstyn in the western part of Ukraine. She grew up in Ukraine, but currently resides in Los Angeles. Newton taught herself to sing at an early age by imitating famous artists she heard on the radio. A natural-born performer, she'd beg her mother to invite friends over so she could have an audience to perform in front of. By the age of 9, she was entering regional voice competitions. She was inspired by a video she saw of Michael Jackson, not knowing who he was, and then she got serious and enrolled in performing arts school. At the age of 16, she moved from her hometown of Burstyn to Kyiv, where she studied at the vocal department at the College of Circus and Variety Arts. She continued to compete in local and international talent contests, taking first place at nearly all of them. This led to attention from music industry players, and at the age of 16, she was signed with the record label Foliosa Family Factory. Her first name, Mika, is a derivative from Mick Jagger's first name, and Newton stands for a new tone. Besides making her way up in her vocal career, Mika Newton is pursuing acting. She's already starred in two films, Life by Surprise and Money for Daughter, where she played a supporting role and a lead role, respectively. Before the Eurovision Song Contest, Mika released two albums, and she also provided theme songs for a number of popular Ukrainian and Russian films and television shows, earning herself the nickname the Queen of Soundtracks. Soon, JK Music Group invited Mika to Los Angeles for a two-week recording session, where she also had the opportunity to perform in front of Grammy Award-winning producer Randy Jackson. After winning fourth place in Eurovision contest in 2011, Mika Newton signed a contract with JK Music Group and Randy Jackson's Friendship Collective. In June 2011, she moved to Los Angeles, where she started developing her music career as a pop rock singer in the U.S. In the Eurovision final on May 14, 2011, Mika Newton finished fourth. During her performance, she was accompanied by sand artist Ksenia Simonova, who was the 2009 winner of Ukraine's Got Talent. Here's Mika Newton and her fourth place finish for Eurovision 2011, Angel.
When you look into my eyes, girl, becomes a better place. Baby, I love you. When you look into my eyes, sun is touching mountain top.
Sun is touching mountain top.
When you look into my eyes, it will never have to stop. Baby, I love you. Dream of you, my dream.
Mika Newton with Ukraine's entry for Eurovision 2011, Angel. A year before, Alyosha represented Ukraine at Eurovision in 2010 with her song Sweet People, and that song placed 10th. Alyosha was born Olena Kucher on May 14, 1986 in Zaporizhia. She was born 2 weeks after the Chernobyl disaster, and her song Sweet People reflects concern both for the effects of this disaster and for the world environment. She hopes that her song and the music video will reach out to policy and decision makers and will prompt them to take action on the global environment. The music video was shot in the abandoned city of Pripyat, Ukraine, from April 19th to April 21st, 2010. The director, Viktor Skuratovsky, said that there would be no special effects and no artificial set in the video. Everything will be shot in the abandoned city of Pripyat. Parts of the video were shot in an abandoned high school, and she thought it looked as if the kids left their classes in a hurry and, turning over their desks, ran outside. The music video premiered on May 10, 2010, at the Eurovision website. On the week ending June 13, 2010, Sweet People debuted at number 73 on the Swiss singles chart and stayed there for 1 week before dropping off. It was also featured at number 15 on a Ukrainian-Russian chart on March 28, 2010. Alyosha started a program called EcoVision, and she hoped that the program would remind world leaders about the environment and their duty to not only talk the environmental talk, but also to walk the environmental walk. Here's Alyosha now with her song, Sweet People.
Sweet people, what have we done? Tell me what is happening. For all that we've built temples and is gone.
Oh, sweet people, have you no love for mankind? Must you go on killing just to pass the time? The message is so true. The end is really near. All these villains take me down. The stilts, the things so dear. Yes, the message is so real. Don't turn all the earth to stone. Because this is your home.
Alyosha with her 2010 Eurovision entry, Sweet People. In 2015, after an extremely successful and uninterrupted run in Eurovision, Ukrainian national broadcaster NTU revealed the sad news that Ukraine would take a year off from Eurovision, missing out on the 60th edition in Vienna, Austria. NTU cited the current financial, political, and military strain that the country was feeling, especially since the invasion of Ukraine, annexation of Ukrainian territories by Russia, the crash of flight MH17, and Moscow's support for Novorossiya. Supporting NTU in this decision were numerous famous singers of Ukraine who refused the opportunity to participate in Eurovision in Ukraine's current state. Vlad Baginsky, the producer of Creative Association of Music Programs, NTU, said, "We consulted with many artists and they said they would not take part in the competition, with only those reasons that now is not the time for fun. And the money that would be spent on the national final of Eurovision 2015 will be better spent on more important needs." But in 2016, Ukraine came back to Eurovision and won the 2016 contest with Jamila's entry 1944. So here we are again with Ukraine hosting Eurovision 2017. Ukraine's entry will be a song called Time, to be performed by Ortovald, which we'll end our program with. And of course, we wish them luck in Eurovision 2017. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, shortwave, and satellite radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.noshholos.com, where you can get podcast links to all three editions of the show. As well, make sure to follow Nash Holos on Twitter and please like our Facebook page. Нежами вже скінчили нашу програму. Пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень. Вже час домові сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Де згоди немає, там усе зло буває. And our proverb of the week translates as, where there is no harmony, there are all kinds of evil. Well, that wraps it up for our program today. To take us to the end of our show, we have the 2017 Eurovision entry by Ortovald, Time. I'm Paulette Demchik-Macquarie, Pokadinska Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobachenia.
Slow down, give me some time. Turn down the volume of your cry. Let's take time to find a place without violence. Let's listen and hear that true meaning of silence. Time to look, time to see, time to find. Take a look around, stop missing the things you haven't found. You will realize there's no common ground, there's no compromise between the time and sound. Time to look, time to see, time to fight.
see, time to fight.